Secular, we're issuing a demand Congress should vote on and pass the fetal pain bill.
Live from Washington, D.C., Relax. Jay Sekulow Live.
So what happened to the bill that would ban most abortions after 20 weeks that was supposed to be a very easy lift yesterday for the GOP, and that one got shelved?
We started to hear ripplings of trouble last week. There were some, including Congresswoman Renee Elmer, she's a Republican out of North Carolina, who behind closed doors were raising concerns. They said that they didn't want this to be one of the first bills they put up. They felt like it would alienate some voters, and it just sort of fell apart in the last few hours.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Pro-life groups across the spectrum very disappointed, one even saying they were disgusted. Here's what Family Research Council said, quote, "We are disappointed that a handful of members caused a delay in what they call the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Act. The excruciating pain that unborn babies feel at 5 months is a matter of biology, not a matter of belief."
Five women in this country have been to Planned Parenthood for health care, around 2.7 million of them last year alone. Planned Parenthood teaches sex education to 1.6 million students every year. We proudly provide safe and legal abortion. And as a result, women's lives have changed dramatically in the U.S.
So I say to my Republican friends, and they are my friends, instead of going back to the last century, join us in this one. Protect women.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. You're going to want to get in this live, heated conversation early, folks. And that is, we regrouped over the weekend after this very disappointing bill not coming to the floor for a vote, which really was going to end these abortions, that as we know, at these after 20 weeks. It's the Gosnell kind of issue. Remember, he was the torturing butcher in Pennsylvania. And it was going to go to the floor for a vote, and it didn't happen. And everybody was trying to figure out what exactly happened here. How did it, if there was really trouble with language, how did it get scheduled for a vote with a Republican-led House and a Republican, and of course, a Republican Senate? And how did that same language get voted on the year before? I'm going to go to Jordan and Than on this. Folks, we're outraged on this. We want to know what your thoughts are on this. We're taking your calls, and we're going to have a call to action here in a moment. We're going to demand that a bill gets to the floor for a vote. Our phone number, if you want to talk to us on air, is 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan and Than, your reaction here. What is the status of things?
Well, you know, this happened on the day of the March for Life, the anniversary of Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court, and there was supposed to be pro-life legislation voted on in the House, and what ended up being voted on was not this piece of legislation. There was some other legislation and on funding of abortion and how the U.S. government federally funds that, but this did not come up for a vote, and instead of, again, it was scuttled, you know, it was a 24-hour period, so where it looked like those, the pro-life community, were fighting rather than uniting together on this day where there's so much attention on the pro-life efforts being made on Capitol Hill. And this will make it that much harder to move pro-life legislation.
Yeah, and it was so close to a vote, Jordan, that the rule governing debate had actually already moved forward. The first domino on this was on the Tuesday before a Thursday vote. Renee Elmers and Jackie Walorski, two co-sponsors of this legislation, publicly pulled their support from the bill. That was the first domino. Ultimately, the bill got pulled down. Here's what we've got to do now. The leaders have promised it's coming back up. We need all members to stand behind this. This bill should come back up as soon as possible.
Folks, we want you to go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign on to a petition. It's brand new, demanding this legislation to end these abortions after 20 weeks happens immediately. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're demanding a vote to defend life. I need your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. All 50 states, every congressional district. You need to go to your phones. We need to get this legislation through. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we want to hear from you, especially women. 800-684-3110.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Perfect line for this situation we find ourselves in. Get back up, fight again. You can't be beat. We've got a fight on this one, folks. And, you know, if there was problems with the language on how they defined rape and the reporting requirement that they added, in other words, there was an exemption for the 20-week abortion in the event of rape, but there had to be a reporting of that rape within a period of time. That was the point of contention. But, you know, the same bill passed the year before. Understand that in the House. And then if there was this problem, they had... How many months then? 7 months to fix it?
No, more than that. It passed the House in June of 2013, so okay. They had a year and a half.
Only 18
Jay.
Months to fix the language.
Right.
But instead, they embarrassed themselves, and I'll be honest, embarrassed the pro-life cause by doing this. And it's shame on those that did not rectify the situation before, frankly, and get it worked out. It's really disheartening when you have a Republican-led, a pro-life majority in the House, and supposedly a pro. You got there's some pro-life Democrats in there too, pro-life majorities in the Senate now, and you can't. The House of Representatives can't get this to a vote. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We're taking your calls. 800-684-3110. Let's define, Jordan, what we're talking about. What is the issue?
Well, I mean, the issue here is late-term abortions, which, you know, there's over 1,000 a year, at least one a day happening in the United States and more. And when you use the definition, the 20 weeks, so you're talking about 5 months into a pregnancy. So that's why, you know, a lot of this reporting is questionable, because we're not talking about 2 months into a pregnancy abortion, 3 months, and we're talking about 5 months and later. 20 months into a pregnancy, and now all of a sudden reporting requirements on certain exceptions to the rule become the reason why a vote is not taken. To me, that is what becomes very difficult to justify or explain to pro-life activists and the activist community out there who work so hard to get these members of Congress elected. And they go out there and they tell people, you know, this pro-life message, and this is pro-life, and this is why we need the people. And yet, when they have total control to move a piece of legislation through, they totally fumble.
I mean, this is a mess. I mean, this is and this happened on the day of the National Right to Life March. Do we have that? Do we have it in the chat here? The exact language from Cecilia Richards, the chairman of the head of Planned Parenthood, what she said. Do we have that? Okay, I'm going to have this in a moment. If you think there's a – here's what she said. This is the president of Planned Parenthood when this fiasco happened. This should be an important message to politicians. These attacks are so dangerous, extreme, and unpopular that House Republicans can't even get their membership lined up behind them. It passed 18 months before. That's how absurd the situation is. Let's take Carol's call, Jordan, out of New York. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Carol calling in on line three. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. God bless you guys. I have been so mad ever since this. I tell you, I am so mad I'm speechless. It's embarrassing to be a woman, even half the time, because I see these people. What we're talking about is not how the life began to grow in its caretaker. It's the life that we're talking about.
Well, they're ignoring that. I mean, Carol, here's the problem. And I am, you know, I will tell you, I'm not speechless, especially on this stuff. And you aren't either, I could tell. You think you're speechless, you're not. You made a good point. Let me tell you what the problem is here. The problem is twofold. This is how we need to be. I want those that are listening to this broadcast, hear me through on this. So we have legislation to protect unborn children. Now, you know, you know our position. We believe life is sacred from the moment of conception forward. But this was a easy piece of legislation to get through. 20 weeks, no more of these abortions. No more of this kind of process. There was an exception for life of the mother and rape, incest and rape. Now, there was a provision in it which passed in 18 months ago that said the rape had to be reported in a certain amount of time. Here is the situation as it exists right now. If there was a problem with the way the rape reporting requirement was set forth in the legislation, we only had pro-lifers. We only had 18 months to fix it. And we didn't. Instead, we let the legislation go up, schedule it for a vote so that all of us, including we're taking valuable time on our airways, talking about this, rallying your support, which, by the way, 100,000 of you signed that petition. And what is the end result of that? No vote. The day, as Jordan said, of the March for Life. And Jordan, the atmospherics on that are horrendous.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, this was all done when you had all the pro-life activists in Washington. In fact, I had a couple of pastors come by our office after the march to say hello. They did not even know about this yet because this was all happening as the marchers, you know, they gather early morning hours and they travel long distances, and then they find out about this. So even the messaging on it ends up being on television and the media, which is already tough for the pro-life community to get coverage here, even though it's such a large march. It ends up being about the fight on Capitol Hill amongst Republicans instead of a unified pro-life voice and message.
That which is really disheartening. Now, folks, I want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But there is something we could do. We've got a brand new petition up at ACLJ.org. I mean, I'm talking brand new. It is just up. We haven't started emailing on this yet. It is a demand a vote to defend life. I want you to go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition. I also want to, if you can't go to your internet right now, just call us at 1-877-989-2255. We're going to demand that the correct bill, the bill that is that we can get the language worked out, which should take about 15 minutes. I'm not kidding. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, here's the thing. I need representation from all 50 states. All 50 states. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call right now. Now, I want to play for you some sound here between a reporter, Loretta Brown, and Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this, number 10.
Is an unborn child 20 weeks into pregnancy a human being? What we're talking about on the floor of the House is something that says politicians should determine what affects the health of a woman, her life, her health, and the rest. I don't think it's up to politicians to do that. And that's why we are very overwhelmingly opposing what is going on the floor of the House.
So they're overwhelmingly opposing it, and they won't answer, is a 20-week child, unborn child, a life? Of course it's a life. I mean, I've examined in litigation fetal pain experts that do. I was with Dr. Ben Carson this weekend. Talked about how they did surgeries on unborn children. They gave anesthesia because these children were unborn, but they could feel pain. And I would tend to trust Ben Carson. He could separate conjoined twins. So let me tell you something, folks. This isn't just about the life issue. And that's, of course, a huge issue for us. This is about how is this government, how is the House going to be run when something like this not only can happen, but did happen.
Yeah, well, we had a caller last week, Jay, speculate whether or not it was easier to pass legislation when they knew that the Senate would not pass it. And it is a fair question to ask. People need to understand we're talking about an issue that 80% of the American people stand behind. More than 2 out of 3 women stand behind. This is not the legality of abortion. This is radical fringe abortions on viable babies that feel pain, and we've got to hold the House of Representatives to a higher standard than they demonstrated last week.
The whole thing is so pathetic, really, folks. I can't even believe it. So, I mean, it's beyond comprehension, Jordan, that this has actually happened. I mean, if you look at it just from that standpoint, it really is beyond comprehension that this has happened.
Well, it goes to the whole idea of governance and the problem with, what is happening with this piece of legislation that have gone up before a number of times, and still it's an uphill battle. I mean, this has got to go through the Senate. Then obviously, President Obama threatens the veto. It's an uphill battle, and yet it's a battle that's been fought over and over and over again. Yet now that there's Republican control, not just in the House, but also in the Senate, everything seems to fall apart. And to me, that's what is so disheartening for people out there, why this has got to be fixed very quickly. Because we try to activate people, and we say elections have consequences, that they're important, and you don't want to oversell what's possible to do in this Congress, but underperforming is also not acceptable.
No doubt about that. So here's what we're going to do. Jordan's going to give you the number. He's going to tell you to sign up, folks. We got to have representation from all 50 states, and we need that right now.
Yeah, you call our toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also sign this petition online at aclj.org. So it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And of course, folks, this is not a partisan issue. This is not an issue where you're saying, oh, it's the left versus the right. This is honestly a congressional issue, and it's mostly the right that has got to figure out here the fix. That's who has got to come up with this solution. We need to put the pressure on, not forget what happened last week. Call now. Here's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign this petition online.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255.
That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. That's some more music from the Jay Sekulow Band here. The team will be rehearsing tonight some new songs for you, so we've got that working. We are talking about a very, it's not, to me, it's both the issue itself on abortion and it's also the issue of the Congress not getting their act together. I mean, to me, it's inexplicable. That's like going to a Supreme Court case and then realizing, you know, an hour and a half before the argument, hey, I forgot to bring my notebook. Now what do I do? The truth is, in my situation, in most Supreme Court advocate situations, you're never looking at your notebook anyways. But you have it. It's prepared. You're ready. Congress shouldn't have had a look at their notebook, but they should have had it. They should have been ready for this language issue, the debate over the exceptions. But they weren't. And to me, it's inexplicable. And, you know, people are calling and say, who do you blame? I blame all of them. Take Tim calls out of Fairfax, Virginia, Jordan, line 6.
Yeah, sure. Tim, calling in on line 6. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. My comment is this.
Tim, I'm sorry. Tim, we cannot hear you. Are you on a cell phone or a speakerphone? Sorry, Tim. We can't hear you. Sorry about that, buddy. Tim's question was, does the ACLJ know the names of the congresspeople that caused this not to happen? Do we really know at this point then, or is it still a lot of speculation?
Well,
we know
I'll
it didn't happen. I mean, folks, it almost doesn't matter. I can tell you who's angry about it. It's Trent Franks. I mean, he's upset with his fellow members. And I'm sure there's others, too. But the fact is, at this point, naming names, you know what? Doesn't really matter at this point. You'll find that out for election purposes. But right now, I'd like to get the bill voted on and passed. And that's where you come in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. And folks, we need to send a message to Congress. We just put it up moments before we went on air. We have over 1,000 signatures already, which means I only got 99,000 to go. I want 100,000 signatures this week on this petition, folks. If you want to stand for life and also make a statement to the United States Congress, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go back to it and take a phone call here, Jordan.
Yeah, Aiken calling in from Virginia online for Aiken. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Aiken.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to there's this thing going on with we Christians, and the Christian world needs to really stand up for the Word of God does not permit abortion in any type of form, any kind of way. I don't care if it's 2 weeks or if it's 1 week. Conception is conception, and it's about time people start to see government not as a GOP or Democrat,
right.
A government of our world right now has changed from what people think it was.
Well, you know, let me tell you this, Aiken. I'm not looking at this as a Republican Democrat either issue as well. But I will say this: I'm not surprised there was Democratic opposition to the bill. I am stunned that the Republicans could not get their act together to do this. I mean, it's stunning to me. And Jordan, let me go to Than on this first. Than, you're head of our government affairs. I mean, all of us were stunned. We were expecting the vote. It was the March for Life. It was going to happen.
Yeah, it was a tactical failure, and it was embarrassing. And, you know, this is something that you have said repeatedly, Jay, and I just want to underscore it because I can tell you firsthand, this compromises groups, you know, the ability of this movement, basically, to go to Congress with a straight face and ask for these votes. Because when the votes get scheduled and then the pro-life members are the ones that run away from them, it hurts our efforts going forward. So I cannot reiterate enough what you've been saying about what we have to do now. Those
right.
members who ran away from this have to demand that this come up and come
yep.
up soon.
You know, Jordan, Than used a good word there, tactical failure. You know, we litigate cases all over the world. You know what we don't get to have? Tactical failures. Because, you know, we don't get to have tactical failures.
Well, this was, again, it doesn't make sense even trying to describe these different ways than excuses because it was out there. This was such a day to pass pro-life legislation. And instead, there's this internal effort to prevent things from moving forward. And it was not done in a positive way. It was done in a confusing way that made it look like there was a lot of dissent, a lot of fighting. There were ways to handle this where it wasn't that, but that's not what happened. What happened was it looked like this internal move inside the Republican Party, and so conservatives, to make sure this legislation did not get a vote.
Well, I will tell you this. It was, if you want to, we'll call it a tactical failure. There is a redemption capability here, and that is get the vote. Now, folks, here's what I need you to do. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. We're also going to give you an update, by the way, in the last segment of the broadcast with about Saeed and Nagme and that entire situation with the Abedini family, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But in the interim, we'll be taking more of your calls, of course, at 800-684-3110. But sign on to that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's take one more call here, Jordan, before the break.
Sure, we'll go right back to the phones. We'll go to Wendell calling in from Michigan online too. Wendell, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Wendell. Hi, you're on the air. All right, we'll go to Alan out of Baytown, yep. Texas. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I got a comment and a quick question.
Sure.
My comment is, save the life of the child.
Yep.
In the beginning of your show, y'all were playing a clip where
right.
that lady was saying, save the life of a woman.
Yep.
Well, isn't the lady's life in jeopardy? Going in there. And
well, an abortionist that was doing these procedures, women died. He's in jail now for the rest of his life. Yes. This was, see, Alan, this wasn't complicated. This was just fumbled. This was a, you know, I like the word, he's a tactical error. Here's the thing, I hope this is not the case. And this is what I'm telling my Republican friends and my Democratic friends as well. Don't tell me that legislation has been passing in the House for the last 2 years because they knew there was not going to be vote in the United States Senate. Tell me that is not the case. Tell me that there was not just an election where there's a pro-life majority in the House and the Senate, and now, because we know there can be votes in both the House and the Senate, or a good chance of them, that there's not going to be anything passed in the House anymore because they're afraid it's going to go to the Senate and it could actually be voted on. You can't run as a Republican and vote as a Democrat. You don't run as a Democrat and vote as a Republican. You don't run as pro-life and then not stand up for life. And we, the American people, cannot be duped. So it is time, everybody that's listening to me right now, there's something we can do. It is a government of we, the people. Some of these politicians act like they're on some kind of power trip. You know what? At the end of the day, we hold it. We hold the vote. So here's what we're going to demand. We're going to demand, we've got a petition up right now that's going to demand a vote on the bill. Get the language worked out before you do it and do it quick. Like now would be good. And I want to get 100,000 signatures on it this week, which means I need your help. We need your help here, folks. We cannot do this by ourselves. There's no way. And we've never had to because so many of you join with us. So I need you to go to aclj.org and sign that petition right now as I'm talking to you, aclj.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. I need everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now to take action. Every state, every congressional district, aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Jordan has a page. I have a page. The ACLJ has a page. Even the band has a page. That's a good way for us to get information out. But folks, take action right now. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We don't have a moment to waste. 877-989-2255. We'll be back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
That's the truth. Got to keep an eye. You know, you can't be the party of stupid. How about that? Not Republicans and Democrats. You don't get to do that. Here's what you have to do. And I think this is very, very serious. Get your act together before you get to the podium of the Supreme Court of the United States. Get your act together before you go to the floor of the United States Senate. And let's start thinking about these things and the ramifications. It's not simply the vote on this pro-life bill that's annoying, that they didn't do it. It's that this process was, as Than said, a tactical failure. And as I said, you know, Jordan and I are litigating cases around the globe. We don't get tactical failures. We don't have that luxury. All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to JL in Virginia Online 5. JL, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I think it's important for constituents to know this, to realize the fact, because then they have more power when they call their congressman. So the ladies, Jackie Walorski from Indiana and Renee Elmers from North Carolina, they held back from co-sponsoring. They quibbled. This is what they need to know. We all need to know. They quibbled about language that has to do with women who want a third trimester abortion because of rape. The language as it is right now requires them to have had a police report. Well, only 0.5% of cases of rape have to do with with rape. The young people that are over 18, by the time they're 5 months pregnant, they should know, and they should have advanced the idea of an abortion if they were going to. I mean, I'm saying if they were going to legitimately right away after the rape. So there shouldn't be an exception for women over 18. Because you don't wait until you're 6 months pregnant to get an abortion. With the children who potentially were raped because of incest, they might not realize they've missed a period until they're ballooning out. And those children have to be handled with sensitivity.
JL, hang on 1 second. Let me just say this. The whole process has to be handled with women and young women with sensitivity. I get all that. Here's what I don't understand. They knew the vote was taking place. And they knew that there was obviously some concern over some of the language. They voted on the same bill, you know, 18 months before. Fix the language before you're on the day of the vote. That's all I'm saying. Get the language right before the vote. Don't embarrass the entire pro-life community by having everybody gear up their engines and then say, oh, whoops, we made a tactical error. That's what I'm saying, JL.
So make sure that the language isn't there to allow a person to have an exception in the case of rape, because then women could just claim they've been raped and be allowed a third.
Well, that's why they have the reporting requirement in there, and then that's the rationale for it. But I'm taking it a step further because it is less than 0.5%. Here is what I'm saying: get your act together. I'm talking about procedurally. And Jordan, that's what I'm concerned about with here: both the language and the fact that they didn't fix it. And what are they going to do? That's like re-arguing your case while you're arguing at the Supreme Court. You don't get to do that.
No, and so there's plenty of time to make changes, to have debate.
Yep.
I mean, that's what the great thing is when you're in control, you could do that. But you schedule these votes, you put these on the calendar, and then you pull them on a day where you've got more attention on the life issue than really most of the time the entire year. And that's what the narrative becomes. And that's what's so destructive here, is that it's a narrative now about rape exceptions instead of a narrative about the pro-life message.
This is the great debate, folks, and this is the reason we're fighting back. Hey, let me encourage you to do something. We're taking a break. We'll be taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Hundreds, thousands of you are contacting us. I've got a big job here. I want to get to 100,000. ACLJ.org to defend life. Sign that petition right now. It's brand new, just up. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So there's two ways to sign it: ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, folks, hey, we're at the end of the month here. We're close to making our goal for January. You could really use your help. Go to ACLJ.org. You can make that online contribution. That will really help out the ACLJ. Let me encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ. We'll be back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Doesn't matter what you do, yeah. Ooh, yeah, with you.
Well, the hits keep coming. Jay Sekulow Band here. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Hey, coming up on the next segment of the broadcast, we got an update with Nagma Abedini and Saeed and the whole situation, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Let's go right back to our phones. Jordan, who's next?
Gail is calling in from Massachusetts Online 3. Gail, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my
sure.
call. I got a story you need to hear.
Okay.
Some years ago, my daughter was vehement about having an abortion. So to be supportive, I went with her. She had no money, so I gave the money, some of the money, to Planned Parenthood in the form of a check. Now, she went upstairs to be prepped and witnessed the carnage that was going on and had a last-minute change of heart. She came downstairs. Planned Parenthood kept the money and never returned it.
Because they're in the business of abortions. Understand this, Gail.
Yeah,
Planned Parenthood is in the business of abortion. So when we talk about, Jordan and Than, the other activities they do, we've given you those statistics before and those numbers before. And it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. They you know, 1,400 referrals for adoption, 340,000 abortions. I mean, the numbers are staggering.
That's right. I mean, when it comes down to it, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of abortions and 1,800 referrals for adoption. I mean, so that's the kind of statistics we're talking about. So under 2,000 adoption referrals, over 300,000 abortions.
Yeah, let me play Cecilia Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood. This is what she thinks about people that are pro-life.
You can't campaign on being for growth and progress in America, but vote to take women back to the 1950s. And yet what we're seeing in this new Congress and in too many state legislatures around the country is a whole new round of politically motivated attacks on women and their right to make their own personal medical decisions.
So this is the position of Planned Parenthood, that if you're pro-life, you're back in the 1950s. And this is, I think, the reality of what we now, I think this is the reality of what we're now standing for. And I think we have to understand that this is a real heart and soul fight that we're engaged in. And we just had a major, I'm going to use Than's word again, tactical failure. So Than, quickly here, and then we'll take another call. How do we fix the tactical failure?
We've got to demand that they put it back up for a vote. Leadership is promising us that, Jay, but, you know, the members that ran away from this vote now have to stand behind it. And I think quickly, Cecile Richards, she says this is the 1950s. No, this is the civilized world. There are only four countries that allow this kind of atrocity. The United States, Canada, North Korea, and China. That's the company we're in. We need a vote immediately.
Well, folks, that's what we're going to encourage. You could join us in the fight and sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's quickly go through these calls, Jordan. If you're on the line, hang there. We're going to get to your calls right now, but make it really snappy and quick, folks, because we've got a lot of calls to get through. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to Deb in Oregon, line 6. Deb, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
Sure.
I feel that the people who pulled their support are responsible for murder, for the murders of those babies that will be aborted as a result of the bill not being heard and passed.
Well, the fact of the matter is they became an impediment to legislation that would have protected life. That's right, Deb. The difficulty will be, and I think this is the challenge we have, is to now move this forward, get this language issue worked out. It can be worked out. It's not a complicated workout. It's just, it was just such a mistake the way it went forward that there's no excuse. I'm not making excuses for this because there are none. Teresa's calling from Atlanta, Georgia, online too. Teresa, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you so much for supporting life.
Yep.
I'm also active with the March for Life here in Atlanta, Georgia, and National, just to let you all know.
Great.
Every life is a human being, a separate individual. No one except the one who gave the life to that individual has the right to stop or end that human being's life. It is an act of stealing and unfair death. Plain and simple, it is equivalent to murder. The human being is in a woman's womb, is a person, a separate individual. It is not a woman's health issue for her to make up her mind about her health. It is another human being.
We believe that the issue of life, Jordan, we do a lot of human rights issues, that when you're talking about the life of the unborn child, it is a human rights issue.
That's right. That's really what we're talking about here. It's like many of the other issues we handle. You're talking about persecution. This is one that unfortunately we have a problem with in our own country, and that we have got to continue to talk about, continue to fight about. There's a lot left to fight here. And really, this was kind of the first step in resetting a narrative and being able to control the debate and lead the debate. And now things have been scuttled once again, which is why it's important for us to reengage this issue, get everyone's act together, and move forward.
Well, that means it takes you to come into action with us, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sydney's calling on line 5 from California. Sydney, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah. This is all God's judgment from sending the Muslims on us. They hate abortion. They hate homosexual marriage. They hate transgenders.
So what does this have to do with the – what does this, Sydney, have to do with the fight for life here?
Because we're fighting a bigger
yes. I mean, I deal with it all day. I mean, I deal with the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and all these groups. But I'm not – let's not conflate – the two. Don't conflate the two. I think that's a big mistake. We've got to keep laser beam focused on multiple targets. The multiple targets is standing up for the child in the womb and then going after the jihadist armies. I don't call them terrorists anymore. That's the job that we have. I'm not going to conflate the two because that mixes it up too much. We've got to be if Congress is confused enough then as it is, that would really confuse them.
Yeah, there's no need to be distracted here. That's what happened last week, Jay. I mean, a technicality distracted us from the underlying issue, which is a barbaric late-term abortion procedure that the rest of the world outlaws. We've got to stay focused. As bad as abortion is in general, it certainly is. We're certainly opposed to it. This was step one in that fight. Catch up with the civilized world in outlawing these late-term procedures. It was something we could achieve. It was step one, Jay. We can't get distracted, and now is the time to refocus.
And that's exactly what we're doing at ACLJ. .org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to call in and add your name to this petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, Raj in Virginia, online 4. Raj, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Raj.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. What an irony. Our high court is accepting the arguments on lethal injections on cruel and inhumane.
Right.
Grounds.
Yep.
Yeah, talking about the baby.
The death penalty, right. And at the same time, you know, this isn't a court problem right now, though, Raj. You know what the problem is right now? Congress, the leadership in Congress, really made a gigantic mistake here. Because if there was a language issue, you could have figured it out. But that's not what they did. And that's the problem. If we're being just honest, then this was, as you said, a tactical disaster.
It was an absolute tactical failure. And, you know, one of the things that bothers me about this whole thing, Jay, there is a quote from one of the members that caused the problem on this that said, "I hope that this situation will translate into leadership listening to people who have voting cards rather than listening to people who don't have voting cards." That member was talking about all of us. They were talking about ACLJ members. They are failing to recognize that they do not answer to us. We are their boss, Jay.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to let that be clear. Jordan, coming up, your interview with Nagme that was on Fox. Tell us the latest on since you the meeting with the president, what's happened?
Well, you know, we've seen a renewed interest from the State Department. The U.S. Government officials who have been working on this have, and I said in this interview, you know, the first words they said in a phone call follow-up the day after Nagme was able to do the meeting with President Obama, with Rebecca and Jacob Abedini, the Abedini's children, was that they were excited about this. So building on that momentum, continuing on the positive momentum to get Saeed home.
Well, I'll tell you that we're fighting on a lot of fronts right now, folks, and that's you know, that's part of what we do here at the ACLJ. Let me encourage you to do something here. We've got a petition up. It says demand a vote to defend life. Sign on to that, will you? ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we are in the last few days of the month, which means we're close to making our goal, pretty right about even where we were last year. We need to get a little ahead of that. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So if you can give us your support, that will mean a lot for our team here at the ACLJ here in the United States and around the globe. You could do that at ACLJ.org, make your online tax-deductible gift. And if you want to sign on to that petition, it's easy to do. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We encourage you to get that. And, of course, you're listening to the Jay Sekulow Band in this break right now. Go ahead and like our Facebook page, Jay Sekulow Band on Facebook. We'll talk to you in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, everyone. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. If you have not yet signed this petition demanding that the House of Representatives call back up the pain-capable 20-week abortion ban, I want you to do so by calling now 877-989-2255 or signing online at ACLJ.org. I do want to take this opportunity to quickly update you on Pastor Saeed's case. As you know, last week, a great breakthrough in this case as Nagmeh and the children were able to sit down with the President of the United States and ensure that this is indeed a top priority for his administration. Nagmeh was on Fox News alongside Jordan with Shannon Bream, giving some reaction from this meeting, as well as some, a few other media interviews that she gave, giving her reaction, giving her optimistic outlook for the future on Saeed's case. I wanted to hear both of those interviews. We're going to go ahead and roll them. Again, it's Jordan and Nagmeh on with Shannon Bream, and then Nagmeh on some local media. Let's go ahead and roll them.
It was a 10-minute meeting, more than 2 years in the making. On Wednesday, President Obama finally met with the wife of Saeed Abedini, the American pastor jailed in Iran because of his Christian faith. Mr. Obama met privately with Nagmeh Abedini and her children on a trip to Boise, Idaho. So what did the president have to say? Well, joining us now, Nagmeh Abedini and the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. They have been working on behalf of his release as well. Nagmeh, so good to have you back with us. What can you tell us about the meeting?
Thank you, Shannon. It was a great meeting. For me, it was a miracle. I tried for 2.5 years to meet with President Obama or at least get a call. I know that because of nuclear negotiations, the administration has been careful not to say things or have meetings that might upset the Iranians. So, you know, for me, it was praying and fasting to God, who is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and saying, you know, not having any really connection or any way to control what the president does, and just seeing how much the power of prayer and the access we have to God, who controls or has the hearts of kings in his hands and can direct us when we pray. And the access comes from the forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ, and we can go before the throne of God and pray. And for me, that was really the miracle of the meeting was we prayed and it happened.
Yeah, I mean, your faith has been so, so strong, and I know the thing that sustained you and your children through much of this wait. And Jordan, you have been fighting on his behalf. How much of a game changer is this that the president would publicly address this issue and sit down with Saeed's family?
It's done two things, and why it was great. You know, this happened within 48 hours. Nagmeh had, you saw the president would be in their hometown, thought they would take it out of Washington, D.C. This is where Saeed lives with his children. Let the president see this is real. So that was the first thing. It's not just a talking point. It's not just something Josh Earnest talks about in a press conference. It's a real family. Nagmeh's done a lot of television, a lot of speaking out, but it's still, you know, this is their hometown to see that community. And the second thing, it has encouraged the staff. I will tell you that immediately after this meeting, the State Department and the White House staff has kind of this renewed interest and also just encouragement on their own part. One of the State Department officials said, I'm really excited about this. So it's totally changed the way our government, I think, is moving forward. And so it helps with momentum, and it also reminds our leaders that these are real people who are in prison there. It's not just something, you know, with the nuclear negotiations. This is a real family with young kids.
Mm-hmm. Nagmeh, can you tell us any update on your husband's condition, how he's been?
He's still suffering in one of the worst prisons in the world with one of the worst conditions. He still has a lot of pain. Of course, the nutrition and the condition of the prison is horrible, but he has a lot of hope. He's holding on to his faith, and he's heard so many people are praying and taking action, and that's really giving him a lot of hope to continue and hang in there until we can get him home.
And Jordan, I mean, this is all playing out, as we've repeatedly discussed, against those negotiations for Iran's nuclear program. How much leverage do you think the U.S. has at this point to be able to use it to get him and others out of Iran?
That's right. You know, we believe it's key, because if these negotiations are not successful or they come to an end and the U.S. is given all the sanctions relief, and people have talked about even the idea of ransom, yet we've really started giving Iran almost $700 million a month, just the United States. That's not how things worked in the past when there were Americans held by Iran. It was usually back channel. That's not going to be the case. This is up to, and I think the president's meeting with Nagmeh, it kind of reasserted that. This is going to be up to the United States government at the end of the day, not other countries who are going to be doing our bidding behind the scenes. It's very public now. And so this is the key time. We know in July is this extension, and we can't really say, you know, future administrations, we don't know if they'll continue this relationship with Iran. So this is a very key moment to get these Americans home, not just Saeed, but the Washington Post reporter, Amir Hekmati, and Robert Levinson, to locate him.
Well, we certainly hope they're all home before there is any new administration here in the U.S. And I know that our viewers continue to pray and to hope along with you as you continue to fight. Nagmay, thank you so much for your time. We just wish you all the very, very best, and the kids too.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it.
And thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Eight-year-old Rebecca and six-year-old Jacob Abedini haven't seen their father for 850 days. But this week, Jacob asked another father of two for help.
I could see President Obama, his father's side coming out and saying, you know what, Jacob, I will try.
More than 2 years after Abedini's arrest, the president met Nagmay on his visit to Boise, Idaho this week.
Praying and fasting and hoping that God would make this happen.
Nagmay says they connected.
A lot of the words he used, I felt that he was involved, his heart was involved.
The president told Nagmay it's about religious freedom, an issue his critics accuse him of being soft on. Robert George of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the president's involvement is key.
It's important for presidents to send the signal to regimes that offend against human rights that the United States is paying attention and means to stand up for its values.
Welcome home, Alan.
The U.S. has negotiated deals and freed prisoners before. The president mentioned Alan Gross, the American recently released from a Cuban prison, who he honored just this week at the State of the Union. The president told Nagmay Saeed's release was also a top priority. This wife prays her husband will be next.
I am so grateful for everyone who's signed petitions, called government officials, come out at the prayer vigils, come out to support. You're making a huge difference. We've moved from 6 months of complete silence from our government, the first 6 months of Saeed's imprisonment, to meeting with the President of the United States. So you've made a big difference, and I want to say thank you from the kids and I, but also I know Saeed would say thank you.
Again, folks, that was Jordan and Nagmay on with Shannon Bream. If you have not yet added your name to that petition, it is up all of the time at BeHeardProject.com. And as we close the broadcast today, it is time for the House of Representatives to stand behind what they campaigned on. It is time for the United States to catch up with the rest of the civilized world and ban late-term abortions. If you want to stand with us, demand that this vote immediately be rescheduled. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.